Hey, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave. I want to talk to you today about my YouTube strategy. For the How to Podcast series and all my other podcasts that I do, I have 8 different shows that I host, and YouTube's a big part of what I do, and I'm encouraging you to go check out our How to Podcast series YouTube channel. We're close to 100 followers, subscribers to the channel, and I see 80% of my audience hasn't subscribed yet. So, if you're one of the 80% who goes to the How to Podcast series on YouTube or YouTube Music to get your episodes of the How to Podcast series, I would love for you to subscribe, hit the bell, ring the thing, do whatever it's supposed to do to happen in the background so that you are part of the community and part of the growth of the How to Podcast series. So you can do that simply by going to our YouTube channel and smashing the bell, and you know what to do. You've heard this before. And I want to share with you my YouTube strategy for the platform, how it differs from others in the space, other content creators who are going to completely disagree with me, yes, and how I'm using it to serve me. Because I think YouTube should work for me instead of the other way around, where I work for YouTube, which is what most of you are doing. You are an employee of YouTube. I am now the boss of YouTube, and YouTube works for me. And I'm going to share how I make that happen and how you can do that as well on the How to Podcast series at howtopodcast.ca. Are you ready? You want to get promoted? Okay, it's time for you to be the boss and for YouTube to answer to you here in the How to Podcast series. Here we go. So I listen to a lot of podcasts about podcasting. Probably more than I should, to be honest. I've listened to people that I admire, and then I listen to people that I go, oh my gosh, what planet are you on where you believe or teach what you teach to these amazing listeners? And I see people interacting with these hosts going, oh, they're the best in the world around podcasting. I love it. I'm binging every episode. And I'm thinking, there's so much that they're telling you that is going to cause you time, effort, money. And there's another voice in podcasting, and it's the How to Podcast series, because I want to save you money. I want to save you time. I want you to use the tools that are out there to your advantage, and to them to not use you as their advantage. And that's what's happening when I listen to gurus in the space around podcasting and YouTube. YouTube is a closed environment in that they own everything, that it's their property. We go on to their property. Think of it like an amusement park. You pay your ticket, you get in, you get to ride the rides, do the thing, but then closing time, you have to leave and exit the park. YouTube is kind of like a big amusement park. You come onto the park, you can ride the rides, but the moment you step out of the park, you're no longer in the park, and the rides don't come home with you. You have to come to the rides. You have to come to the park, come through the admissions, get into the park, and enjoy your time while you're there. That's different than a website where the park is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and available everywhere. YouTube is a closed environment. So when we come to YouTube, you have two choices. You can either work for YouTube or have YouTube work for you. A lot of people that teach podcasting will have you working for YouTube, having you do everything that YouTube wants and publish as frequent as YouTube requests, do it a YouTube way, do it all of the ways that YouTube is teaching you so that, you can make pennies on your content as people view and interact with you on YouTube. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad strategy. It's not my strategy, because I don't anticipate making any money from YouTube ever. And I'm totally fine with that, because I don't want to play the YouTube game.
How dare you?
Just like I don't want to play the Instagram game or the Facebook game or the TikTok game or whatever. Insert your closed park reference here for social media. I'm not into that. I really am not. So I don't really care to get worried about what other podcasters are saying because I'm doing it differently and I'm okay with that. And it takes a lot to say that because I know there's going to be people listening to this right now going, this guy's crazy. This guy's nuts. He's not playing by the rules. He's not doing it the way we're telling him to do this. And that's why I'm a different voice in podcasting, so that you can hear an alternative and make up your own mind what works for you and your content, your podcast. All right? So hear me out. Even if you're an expert in the space, hear me out as to why I feel that I should be in charge of YouTube, not YouTube being in charge of me. So I got a few things I'm going to run through with you here on the podcast. And I hope these resonate with you or make you think, at least. Make you rethink your strategy for YouTube. Here we go. So I got to ask right from the beginning, do you actually have a YouTube strategy for your podcast? Do you know how YouTube and your podcast fit together? I'm not a video podcast for the How to Podcast series. I've done a couple here and there. I might do some in the future, but I'm an audio first podcast, and I'm proud of that. In that, I don't have to worry about lighting. I don't have to worry about video cameras. I don't have to worry about expensive editing software. I don't have to upgrade my computer to get the best to do the best video. I don't have to worry about all that stuff. So I do audio first, and it's freeing. I have 8 podcasts. I can't do 8 times the video content. I will never leave my desk. I'll be stuck here editing for the rest of my life. That's not who I am. So for me, YouTube is still a great viable place for me to have my show, even though it's not video. And right there, people are going to freak out because video has to be on YouTube. Well, again, let's sidestep over to YouTube Music for a second. In that, podcasting currently, as of recording in April of 2024, that audio only is a great alternative through the YouTube Music app, which is fed through my YouTube channel, connected through my RSS feed, that fancy address that feeds Apple and Spotify and what used to be Google and Audible and Afropods, GeoSavin. It feeds the world with my audio content. It's already connected to YouTube. I set it up, so every time I post, it goes to YouTube right away. And it goes out as an audio-formatted episode. For a reason. Because for me, YouTube is really simply a backup drive. It is a place to store my content outside of my computer, outside of my hardware in my home. I have a backup drive, which I call YouTube. Again, now, see, in this moment, YouTube works for me. I don't work for YouTube. YouTube hosts my information for free. And if somebody tells you that free is a bad option, ask them what their Facebook page is and then go, right. Free option. You don't believe in it, but you have a Facebook page. Okay. Anyways, free is a good option, and YouTube will freely host my content as a backup. And I've been doing this from day one of all 8 of my shows. I back up everything to YouTube as my searchable, findable, available to the world backup drive, where if I have 1 listen or 100, I'm thrilled. Because it's just there as backup. My main podcast goes out through all the audio hosts to as many places as possible. And you're like, Dave, what about video podcasting? Well, I'm actually doing a series about video versus audio podcasting versus live streaming versus all that stuff. That's coming up. Some of my thoughts and feedback around that part of podcasting. But for me, I'm not concerned about YouTube and video podcasting. For me, it's all about backing up my audio tracks, my audio episodes, and having YouTube just silently in the background, keeping a record of everything that I've done. Now, why is that important? It's all around legacy. If you pay for your podcasting through a podcasting host, and then stop paying for your podcasting through a podcasting host, really, these podcast hosts really value you as long as you pay your monthly fee. Stop paying your fee and see how much they value you. See what happens to your content if you cancel your credit card or cancel your subscription. You get a 30, 60, 90-day notice, and then guess what? Poof. You're done. You're gone. We're off. We're out of here. Your podcast is gone. Deleted. History. Because you're not paying them anymore.
How dare you, sir?
Bring in Spotify for Podcasters is a free option. That's one way to get around it. But another way is to utilize YouTube as a source of legacy for your podcast. Again, connecting it through an RSS feed, which is something I would highly suggest every podcaster do, is have your podcast automatically connected, because then you don't have to do anything, really. It just happens in the background, and you can carry on with your day. Smart. It's a backup drive, everyone. It's a legacy drive. If something were ever to happen to me, and I hope that never happens anytime soon, all of my content is available long after I'm not around. So you can come by the How to Podcast series years and years and years from now and still hear this episode for the first time. That's legacy. What legacy do you have in place for your podcast? Do you have any plans? What happens if you are not here anymore to pay your credit card and you're disconnected from your audience? All your products, all your podcasts are gone. They're deleted. What's your legacy as a podcaster? Having it connect your podcast connected to YouTube ensures your legacy continues long after you are no longer able to podcast or stop podcasting. Connect your podcast to YouTube as a form of legacy. Keep it evergreen forever by connecting to YouTube today. If you need help, howtopodcast.ca, I'd love to help you. Increase your legacy as a podcaster by connecting it to YouTube. The next thing around connecting your podcast, your audio podcast to YouTube, is just the ease of connection. Setting up your podcast to connect to YouTube through an RSS feed. I see it in Facebook groups all the time. And I see people charging you a lot of money to do this. And I don't think that's really necessary to pay that much money, thousands of dollars, to do this. I met with somebody and they told me that when I explained what I do for people, they're like, you know, that's like $4,000 to do that. I'm like, that's ridiculous. That is absurd. There's no reason to charge that much money to connect somebody to YouTube through your podcast RSS feed. That's not right. There's something wrong there. So connecting your podcast up to YouTube is really straightforward. If you follow the steps and do it the right way, it'll automatically be there for you. It's really easy to connect, and I'd love to help you do that. So doing it is easy as far as walking through the steps and doing it correctly. And if you have somebody helping you, you'll see it goes really, really well. The next great thing about connecting your podcast to YouTube is the searchability. YouTube is a monster for searchability. You can find like so much on there, and it feeds other places as well. YouTube search is great. Apple search, not so great. Spotify search, not so great. So to be found for your podcast and point people back to your audio streams on all the different platforms, YouTube is a great way to get people through the door into your content. So you should be there. You should be on YouTube. The searchability is awesome. For example, I did for my Living the Next Chapter podcast, I had a book on and had 20 authors, and I interviewed the authors chapter by chapter. Each author wrote their own chapter. I had all the different authors on the show. Some authors outright refused to be on the show, which I'm like, okay. And some just didn't want to do it for whatever reason. But I did include the entire list of all the authors in that book, whether they were on my show or not. And if you type in the name of one of the authors that was not interviewed for the book, because I included them in the description part of my YouTube video, audio podcast, you could still find the episode where they were mentioned in every single episode because I included them as the list of authors for that particular book. They're not even in the video. They're not even in the conversation. They were not interviewed at all. But their name, because it was part of the book, with all of the other authors that did come on my show, showed up in search results. Ta-da! So search results work, even if there's no content around the person you've interviewed and they're part of a group or part of a book, a collaboration, but you didn't even have a chance to talk to them. Without spamming it by any means, I just gave you the list of authors for that book, they still showed up in search. That tells me that search works on YouTube, which tells me you should be there and you should have good notes for your description for your episode because it's searchable. The title of your podcast is searchable. The title of your episode is searchable. The contents that you put in the description are searchable. It all works to your benefit. So you not being there, you're missing out on an opportunity to be found. The searchability of YouTube is amazing. As well, the accessibility of YouTube is outstanding. When we talk accessibility, it's about the amount of places you can find your content. YouTube is a native app on all Android phones. Just like Apple has its own native apps that come with the phone. Again, Apple is its own closed garden for the most sense in that Android users don't get the full benefits of all Apple products. Same as YouTube. Just saying. YouTube can be found on all the Android phones as a native app, meaning it's installed, pre-installed on your phone when you turn it on for the first time without going to the Google store or wherever you get your apps. It's already built into your phone. So that tells me that YouTube is important, that everyone should have access to YouTube. So accessibility-wise, doesn't matter where you are in the world, doesn't matter what kind of device you have, computer, phone, tablet, whatever, YouTube is probably one click away from where your hand is right now. I can see it on my phone as I'm talking to you. It's right there, a little red button with a white play button. It's ready to go. It's always with me, always available. And that around accessibility, YouTube will give you subtitles for your content. It will create transcripts for you. It will do all this stuff in the background to make it a better experience for viewers and listeners of your podcast. Recommending other episodes at the end of your episode. Keeping people in your YouTube channel or on the app longer. Make sure that you're using end cards, which are simply the things that pop up at the end of your content when your episode is done, signaling to your audience, hey, if you like this, you might like this. Or here's my channel, or here's a recommended video, here's a recommended playlist. I have them on all of my episodes so that you stay with me when you press play on the podcast. Okay, make sure you're using your end cards. Accessibility is awesome on YouTube, and you need to leverage it as much as you can. The other thing that I hear a lot of people talk about in podcasting is the fact that if you don't do video on YouTube, you're doing fake video. Some thoughts on this. When you hear people talk about people uploading fake videos on YouTube, meaning a static, a non-moving picture with audio attached, which you'll see on all of my podcasts, they say that that's a fake video and should never be posted to YouTube because it's not going to be promoted by YouTube.
How dare you?
That's the sound of somebody who works for YouTube as a content creator. Did you hear it in how they said it? If you don't do it a certain way, YouTube's not going to reward you. They're going to punish you because it's fake. Again, that's the sound of somebody who works and builds content for YouTube. You and I, YouTube works for us. So when I hear this stuff about fake video, let's switch it around. You're doing one of those most popular true crime podcasts. 3-hour episode, multiple voices, sound effects, and you're putting it out as a podcast. It's an audio experience to listen to these true crime podcasts. They're very popular. Now imagine the same person telling you, as a true crime podcaster, who spends hours crafting this beautifully put together podcast with all these great sound effects and suspenseful music, and it's just awesome. And then telling you, you can't load that to YouTube because it's not a real video.
How dare you, sir?
You want me to create a movie for every episode of my podcast? Like with video and actors, and you want me to create a movie for every episode is what you're telling me. Oh, person who works for YouTube as a content creator. I don't think so. I'm not going to create a movie once a week for my show. That's impossible. I'm going to release the audio version of my podcast on YouTube with no moving pictures. I'm fine with that. So the same people who tell you you're doing it wrong will also give a pardon and a pass to people that they go, oh, well, unless you're doing true crime, and then you can do the audio only, of course. Okay. So if there's exceptions to the rule, there is no rule. Truly, it's a suggestion at that point. So when you hear people saying to you that a fake video is the wrong way to use YouTube, that's correct if you're working for YouTube. If YouTube's working for you, you can do whatever you want because YouTube's working for you. Use audio-only podcast episodes on YouTube as a way to be searched, as a way to be accessible, as an easy way to connect with your audience, for legacy and for backup. That's my version of my YouTube strategy. Again, I'm not here to make money on YouTube. So some of these things that I'm telling you today will not help you make money on YouTube. But if that's not your main objective, then don't shy away from using YouTube as a way to build your community, to be found. This is a great tool at your disposal. You're not at YouTube's disposal. YouTube is at your disposal to reach more people, be found, and create a legacy for your show. Don't be afraid of YouTube. Don't listen to those that tell you that it's a bad idea to put an audio formatted podcast on YouTube. Those people do not understand this strategy that I'm sharing with you right now, and they do not subscribe to this strategy. They will tell you this is wrong, but I'm telling you it's free. It gives you the opportunity to be found. And again, you're in the driver's seat with this strategy. I would encourage you to try it. And if you haven't done it yet, connect your podcast to YouTube. Start using it for your good, not their good, your good. And if you need help, I'd love to be there to help you with this. At howtopodcast.ca. Jump into my calendar, create a calendar invite, pick a spot in my calendar, and put in the comment section YouTube or something. And I'll know that that's what we're talking about when we get together. But it's right there. It's for free. It doesn't charge you anything. We'll get together, talk about your strategy for YouTube. And if you have a differing opinion of what I'm saying around the YouTube strategy that encapsulates some of the main points that I've been talking about here around legacy and backup and accessibility, all of that. If you have other things to add to this, I'd love to hear your thoughts at howtopodcast.ca. Use my SpeakPipe. Leave me a message. Tell me about your show. Let's promote your podcast and your question here on the podcast. I'd love to hear your thoughts at howtopodcast.ca. Again, head over to YouTube, click on and follow and subscribe to our channel so that you know when the next episodes are coming out, because there's advanced episodes that come out way early on YouTube before you'll ever hear them here on your audio player. And that's just a way of giving you advance listens to what's coming next for your podcast. Yet another way to build with your community and give them advance listens to what's coming in the future for your show. Leverage YouTube. You don't work for YouTube. YouTube works for you. With this strategy, I think you're going to be successful and reach many, many people. Because it's right there in front of you, and it's free, everyone. And to those who think free is a bad option, please cancel your Instagram. Please cancel your Facebook. Please cancel your YouTube. Please cancel your LinkedIn. Please cancel all of your social media. Give up your free Gmail account. Cancel everything, because free is not a good option. Right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Howtopodcast.ca. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back. And, you know, there's you and me, and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series, far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder, as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world, like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together, we meet other podcasters, we talk podcasting, and it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself, and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.